Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nut Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Fiat Standard, The Debt Slavery Alternative to Human Civilization. Saifedean Ammous takes an incisive and critical look at the modern monetary system, dominated by fiat currencies. The author of the best-selling book, The Bitcoin Standard, Ammous extends his examination of monetary systems to the fiat currencies that prevail today, dissecting how they operate, their impact on economies, and the societal implications of relying on such currencies. Through this exploration, Ammous argues that the fiat monetary system, by its very nature, fosters debt slavery and hinders the advancement of human civilization. This book is not just a critique, but also serves as a comparative analysis, inviting readers to consider alternative monetary systems that could potentially serve humanity better. Ammous's engaging narrative, rich in economic theory and history, makes a complex subject accessible and compelling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of fiat currency, a central theme of the fiat standard, is an exploration of what fiat currency is and how it differs from other forms of money, such many cryptocurrencies. Ammous explains that fiat currencies are government-issued currencies that are not backed by a physical commodity, such as gold or silver. Instead, their value comes from the trust and faith that people have in the issuing government. He delves into the history of fiat currencies, tracing their origins and the transition from commodity-backed currencies to fiat money. Ammous argues that this shift has had profound implications for economic stability, inflation rates, and national debt, providing a foundation for understanding the broader critiques he levels against the fiat system throughout the book. Secondly, debt in the fiat system. Ammous critically examines the relationship between fiat currencies and debt, arguing that the fiat system inherently encourages the accumulation of debt. By providing governments with the power to print money, fiat currencies enable states to borrow excessively, leading to national debts that can spiral out of control. This section explores how such fiscal policies not only undermine economic stability, but also contribute to wealth inequality, as the benefits of newly created money are not distributed evenly across society. Ammous discusses the concept of debt slavery, where citizens are burdened by the consequences of government debt through taxation and inflation, effectively tethering future generations to the financial decisions of the present. Thirdly, inflation and economic control. One of the most critical discussions in the fiat standard revolves around inflation, an inherent feature of fiat currencies. Ammous provides a detailed analysis of how fiat currencies facilitate central control over the economy, allowing monetary authorities to manipulate inflation rates through monetary policy. He argues that such control distorts economic signals, leading to malinvestment and boom-bust cycles. The author also highlights the impact of inflation on individual purchasing power, illustrating how it acts as a hidden tax on savings. This section underscores the argument that fiat currencies, by enabling unchecked inflation, erode the foundations of a stable and prosperous economy. Fourthly, alternative monetary systems. In contrast to the bleak picture painted of the fiat currency system, Ammous explores alternative monetary systems with a particular focus on cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, which he previously championed in The Bitcoin Standard. He presents these alternatives as more transparent, decentralized, and resistant to manipulation. This section of the book assesses the properties of good money, durability, portability, divisibility, uniformity, limited supply, and acceptability, and evaluates how well cryptocurrencies meet these criteria compared to fiat currencies. Ammous posits that the adoption of sound monetary systems could usher in a new era of economic stability and freedom, free from the pitfalls of debt and inflation that plague fiat systems. Lastly, the societal impacts of fiat currencies. Beyond economic metrics, Ammous delves into the broader societal impacts of fiat currencies, arguing that they perpetuate a cycle of debt slavery and economic dependence. He discusses how fiat systems affect education, healthcare, and social welfare, leading to systemic inefficiencies and inequalities. This section critically examines the moral and ethical dimensions of monetary policy, questioning the legitimacy of a system that benefits a select few at the expense of the majority. Through a compelling narrative, Ammous advocates for a reevaluation of our relationship with money, urging a move toward monetary systems that foster greater economic independence and societal well-being. In conclusion, Saifedean Ammous's The fiat standard, the debt slavery alternative to human civilization, is a compelling critique of the modern monetary system, offering a profound insight into the drawbacks of fiat currencies and the potential benefits of alternatives like cryptocurrency. The book is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the complexities of our current economic environment and the possibilities for a more equitable and stable monetary future. Economists, policymakers, and the general public alike will find in-depth analyses and thought-provoking arguments that challenge the status quo. By exploring the systemic issues inherent in the fiat system and presenting alternatives, Amous not only critiques, but also offers a vision of how we might free future generations from the cycles of debt and inflation that currently constrain economic and societal development. If you would like to support Saifedean Amous, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.